You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just a blessing to be here this morning, to break the bread of life, to just to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another day. He's allowed us to get up and move around and give him praise and glory and honor for just allowing our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. And for that, we have to be grateful, because there's many that we call on right now. They wouldn't be able to answer us because they're going on. But we're just so grateful that we're still here. And so with that opportunity, we must tell somebody about Jesus. We must let them know that Jesus is the answer. Whatever we're going through, we must lean and depend and walk by faith, because Jesus is still in control. He's never lost a battle. He's never lost a patient. He's never lost a case. So Jesus is still in control, and we must be in Jesus. We must be in Jesus if we want to see the true manifestation of his glory in this earth realm. We must pull heaven down to earth, and the only way we're going to do that is communicating, having a relationship with Jesus, being born again first. We must believe that he is before we can ask anything of him. We must believe that he is and put our trust and our faith in him. And we can't trust this system that is around us, that steady failing, this world system. It's not working. So we must put our trust in the Lord, and he will lead us and guide us through these tumultuous times, these perilous times that we're living in. And Jesus is still in control. I don't want you to forget that. Jesus is still in control. I don't care what's going on, what you think, what you see, what you feel. We must walk by faith. And that's why we're still preaching and teaching on faith, because we must have faith. That's the only way we're going to be able to make it through. We already have the victory. We're praying and speaking and living from a place of victory when we are in Christ Jesus. We already have the victory. So this is how we must start to see things in the realm of the spirit. We already have the victory. We're just walking it out. We're just walking it out. So we have to line up with the word and walk it out. Because no matter what's going on around us, Jesus is still in control. Most gracious and eternal Father, we bless you. We magnify you right now for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your keeping power, Lord. We just thank you that you're still in control of everything, no matter what we're seeing, what we're hearing, or even what we're feeling in our soulish realm, in our emotions. Lord, we know that you're still in control, and we put our trust in you this morning. Continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you for the finished work on the cross. Jesus, your son, paid the price for our sin debt. He delivered us from the pits of hell. He redeemed us, bought us back, paid the debt that was owed. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus is right now still at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us right now, even as we speak. Lord, we just thank you. Have your way. Take authority over these airwaves right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and steal the seed of the word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people and germinate and bear much fruit. We thank you that that word will be cultivated in the hearts of your people. Lord, we just bless you right now for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way right now, Lord. Father God, we ask a special blessing right now, a special blessing on all those that are bereaved this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, letting them know that you're not a God. You don't make a mistake. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you die in Christ. Lord, we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit drawing right now as we speak. All those that don't know you, Lord, drawn by your Spirit, Lord, that's the only way they're going to come. That's the only way they're going to receive Jesus is if you draw them by your Spirit. Lord, we ask a special blessing right now, Lord, over all those that are sick and in the spirit of infirmity. We curse it at the root right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness, Lord, because you've already shed the blood for every sickness. The stripes on your back make us whole. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you that you've already paid it. You've already paid it, and we stand and we walk in our healing right now. Our bodies are made whole and cured right now in the name of Jesus because we put our trust in you. We will not be ashamed. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord. We ask a special blessing over the owners of this radio station, Lord God, and the technicians, the men and women of God who make it happen in here, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the men and women of God who come through him preaching and teaching and singing your songs and your hymns, Lord. Just continue to anoint, Father God. Continue to bless. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour out provision, Lord, for the vision. Lord, we just thank you right now that you make a way out of no way. Lord, you always have a plan for us, Lord, and it's to make everything good with us, Lord, not to harm us. Lord, we know that your perfect will be done in your Kairos time, Father God, in your perfect time, your appointed time. We just thank you right now, Lord. Just have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Romans 14. And I think last time we left off in 1 through 3. This time I'm going to read 16 through 23 and finish it up. I was just going to do 22 and 23, but it's so much meat. From 16 all the way through 23, I just had to incorporate it. And it reads as thus from the King James Version. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whosoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. Amen. Let not your good be evil spoken of. And we have to examine ourselves that we could be so heavenly minded that we won't be no earthly good, because we call ourselves doing good for the kingdom. But we have to make sure that it's lining up with the word of God, that our good won't be evil spoken of. We're trying to do good. We're trying to be followers of Jesus Christ. We're trying to be his disciples, but we can't cause others to stumble and to fall because of our ideas and our rationale. So we have to make sure that it lines up with the word of God, and that we don't look down on a brother or sister. We don't look down on them for for their beliefs. And we talked about this before, because we have to point them to Christ, because we're not perfect. So we can't point them to ourselves. So Christ is the one that is perfect. And we're striving to be conformed to his image, to the image of his dear son, Christ Jesus. So we're not perfect. So we can't look down on them. Because for the kingdom of God is not of meat and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So Paul reaffirms that the position of the strong is right and good, but advise them not to let what is good become the object of a misunderstanding. So we can't get it twisted. We can't get it twisted, and we can't look down on them because they are weaker, or they're babes in Christ, or they've been misled. But we have to point them to Jesus, because he's the only one that can save them. And everything in the word is pointing to Jesus. It's all about Jesus and the finished work on the cross. So the kingdom of God is within. It's within us. So we have to be in right standing. We have to be in right standing with God. Righteousness, living right, talking right. Our behavior is right. We're reading the right thing. We're going to the right places. We are in good standing. We're in right standing with the Father. And that means a whole lot of repentance, because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. So we have to repent. I repent daily, sometimes more than once in a day, because in this flesh dwell no good thing. But we have to be led by the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit, that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we can't do it on our own. In the natural, the natural man's nature is sin. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But we have to walk in the Spirit. That's why we have to be born again up from above of the Spirit, because we are Spirit first. We are Spirit first. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. We are Spirit first. So in order to be Spirit first, to connect with our spirit, which is already in heaven, because Ephesians 2 and 6 tells us that God has made us to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when we're born again, and we're being shaped and molded and formed and conformed, transformed into the image of his dear son, we're the only Jesus a lot of folk will ever see. If we're living right, if we're walking right, if we're talking right, we can't be hypocrites. And this is what Paul is telling the church in Rome. We can't be hypocrites. We can't be hypocrites. We can't let our good be evil spoken of, because the kingdom is within us. We represent Christ. We are his ambassadors here on the earth realm, in the earth realm. And we have these earth suits, these bodies, which when Jesus returns will be transformed. And they will be transformed into the image of his body, his resurrected body. So right now, our spirit, when we're born again, our spirit is saved. Our soul is being saved, and our bodies shall be saved, because we will have glorified bodies fit for heaven, fitted and formed for heaven. These bodies can't inherit the kingdom of God. They can't go to heaven. They are just for our assignment while we're here. So we have to walk in righteousness. We have to walk in right standing with God. And it's not an easy journey, because the flesh wants what it wants. And so we have to be disciplined. We have to be sanctified, set apart, and live holy, for he is holy. So we must be holy. And it's continuous. It's a continuous process. continuous process, because there's a war in our members. There's a war in our members between the spirit and the flesh. That there's a war in our members constantly. Peace. The peace. Let that peace, the peace of God. This is what he left the apostles. He left them the peace. He said, my peace I give you. Huh? I leave you my peace. This is peace that passes all understanding. This is the peace of knowing that when you close your eyes and your heart stops beating, and there's no more time on this side of the Chili Jordan, that you will have you will inherit eternity with Jesus, that you will be where he is. That peace of knowing that you know that you know that you know that you are in right standing, that you're saved, that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and that you can be an example to all those that are around you. That peace of knowing. Do you have that peace this morning? Do you know for sure that if you close your eyes right now and your heart start beating, that you will spend eternity with Jesus? If you don't, you need to make that decision right now. And you need to make that decision and move on it right now. You need to receive him. At the end of the broadcast, I'm going to lead you in the prayer of salvation. So you need to do that, because time is winding up and we don't have the time we think we have. And you have to make a decision. Jesus will clean you up when you come to him, but you have to make a decision. So it's on you. It's on you. If you don't make that decision, you have free will. Jesus is not going to make that decision for you. The Holy Spirit can't come in until you make that decision, till you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because you must be born again. That's the only way you're going to inherit these promises, huh? And know that you're going to be in good standing. You're going to be right with God. You must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way. And there's peace that comes with that, of knowing. That's why when we leave here, when we close our eyes, you're only asleep if you're born again and you are in Jesus. If you die in Christ, you're only asleep. Because when that day comes, you will be raised up first. And then us that remain will be caught up also. But you need that peace. And it will change everything around you. It will give you tranquility. Huh? It will give you peace in your mind. It will settle your spirit when you have that peace. And the trials and tribulations that come, you know that it's only a test. Because you got to go through the test to have a testimony. You got to go through. Because Jesus said, you're going to have them. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations in this world, in this world system, while you're here. Why you sojourning and pilgrimage through this barren land, you're going to have trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer. And the only way you can be of good cheer, because he's already overcome this system. He's already overcome every temptation. He's already overcome every sickness, every disease. Anything that will come at you, Jesus has already overcome it. That's why if you're in him, you have the victory. And you can stand in a place of victory. You can walk in a place of victory. You can pray from a place of victory. You can live from a place of victory. Because when we pray, we communicate with the Father. We're praying from a place of victory because we're already with him in the heavenly realm. In that sovereign realm, we're there with him when we're in Christ. But you must be in Christ. You must be in Christ. So that peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, joy, not happiness, Because happiness is what's happening. And if ain't nothing happening, you ain't happy. But joy, our joy, the strength of the Lord, our joy is the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord is our joy. And we can only have that with the Holy Ghost living on the inside. The Spirit of God living on the inside of us gives us joy. And in turn, we have peace. Because we know. We know that we know. There's no doubt. So we are firm on what we believe and who we believe and who we're following. And so we can't be shaken by what's going on around us and what folks say. Only thing we can do is encourage them and live a life that will demonstrate Christ on this earth, that we'll be able to take all the souls that we can and lead them straight to Jesus. Because that's what our mission is, to go ye therefore into all nations, teaching, preaching, baptizing, leading them to Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. No matter what we do, at the end of the day, it's all equipping. We're equipping folk when they come in to the sanctuary, to the meeting place. We're equipping them because we are the church. We are the body. We're the bride of Christ. Christ is the head, but we're the body. We're the hands and the fingers and the feet, and the legs and the arms. We're the body. We're doing the work. We're equipping the saints for the work of the ministry and the edifying of the body. So we're equipping them when they come in so they can go out and bring them into the body, into the kingdom, into the kingdom. Because the church is a small unit of the kingdom of God. We're bringing them into the kingdom. We're a colony, a commonwealth, bringing them into the kingdom, the bigger picture. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the kingdom and upbuilding the kingdom and bringing folk into the kingdom, leading them to Christ. For he that is in these things serveth Christ is acceptable. For if we're in the righteousness of God, we're walking in the righteousness, we're in peace, we have the joy of the Holy Ghost down on inside of us, the joy of the Lord. We just talked about the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we have these things, we are acceptable. We are acceptable. We are proven men. We are acceptable unto Christ Jesus. We're walking in his will, preaching the whole counsel of God. And men will approve of it because it's of God. Because the word is the only thing that can draw them. The word, the Holy Ghost, we preach the gospel and the Holy Spirit draws them. We speak the word and the Holy Spirit draws them to Christ. Because they can't come unless the Holy Spirit draws them. Let us therefore follow after things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify. And that's what we just got through saying. We are to have peace. We are to make peace. Not be busybodies stirring up strife, envy, jealousness. There's no need to be jealous. God has given each man, and when I say each man, I mean women too, mankind. He's given us, when we accept him and receive him as our Lord and Savior, he's given all of us a measure of faith. We all have a measure. But we must grow it. We must build that muscle. Just like you build your physical muscles in your body, we must build our spiritual muscles. Our spiritual muscles, our faith. Our faith is the currency of heaven. We must build our faith. You can start out small with that measure, but you got to strengthen it. I'm believing God to cure my headache. My head is hurting. But I'm believing God to use me to lead folk into the kingdom. I'm stretching my faith that he will give me the words to say when the opportunity presents itself, that he will put his word in my mouth. I don't have to be concerned with what I'm going to say, because he will put his word in my mouth and the Holy Spirit will lead me. And the Holy Spirit will draw them by the word of God coming out of my mouth, the words that he's put in my mouth. So this is the peace. We have peace in that, because it's not ourselves doing the work. It's the Spirit of God doing the work. Huh? And we're edifying one another. We're building one another up. And this is what he was saying. Don't condemn those that are weak, that eat the meat. And everything is blessed when we pray over it. God told Peter, don't call nothing unclean. Don't call nothing unclean that I've called clean. When we pray over it, we give it to God. And he leads us in that way. So we can't look down. We edify. We build up one another. And that's what when we prophesy, that's what we do. We exhort, we comfort, and we edify. We build up. Even though it may be words sometime of judgment, pending judgment, but God is warning so he can build up, not tear down. So the warning always come before destruction. God will always send a man or woman of God with a warning. And right now, that's where we are. God is shaking. He's been shaking us, warning us. Look up, for your redemption draw nigh. And you got to be ready. And if you're not born again, if you're not in Christ, you're not ready. And that's a terrible place to be in. So we have to be ready. We have to be ready. For meat destroy not the work of God. Ain't no meat going to destroy the work of God. Ain't no meat going to destroy the work of God. But we have to be mindful. The weak are around us. The poor are around us. We have to edify them. Just because we've been in Christ longer than them don't make us better than them. We have to build them up, strengthen them. Reach down. That's the only time you look down, and pull them up. In Christ Jesus. Don't look down on them. Don't judge them. Because we're going to be judged by the same measure that we judge. But build them up. Build them up. Keep walking by faith. Keep walking by faith. That's the only way we're going to be able to please God, is by faith. And these times we're living in, we must have faith. So until next time, believe Jesus, receive Jesus, walk by faith. Remember, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you and keep you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.